Okay. Hi, Ben. Do you want to come up and do a story?
Okay. It didn't seem right looking down the back and not being able to see you. Is Nathan there too?
Yeah, Nathan's Sam,
Betty, Queen, Pain. Betty, good. You two want to just take a seat? This story is called Through the Roof, which is quite a neat story, isn't it? And usually when people talk about, come on Nathan, you come hear the story too. Usually we hear about Through the Roof, we think something's really loud, don't we? Through the Roof, but this story is called Through the Roof. Aha! Home, sweet home, said Jesus. Ah, teaching and healing people's hard work. It's time to relax with a banana milkshake. I don't know if Jesus really had a banana milkshake, but this is what the story's telling us. Knock, knock, knock. He had just sat down when knock, 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 somebody was at the door. It was next door neighbours. It's Jesus. Hi, Jesus. Welcome home. We'd like to know more about God. Can we sit down and ask some questions? Sure, said Jesus. Come on in. Would you like a cup of tea, an orange juice, or a banana milkshake? Jesus served the drinks, and then he started the teaching. What do you think that might say, Hayden? Knock, knock, knock. Somebody was at the door. Hello, Jesus. We'd like to know more about God. Can we come in? Sure, said Jesus. Join the party. Jesus served some more drinks and he kept on teaching. What does it say?
Knock, knock, knock.
That's right. Knock, knock, knock. Good afternoon, sir. We are your Bible experts. May we please attend your Bible study? Of course, said Jesus. Make yourself at home. And Jesus just kept on teaching. Meanwhile, in a house nearby, lived a man who could not walk. Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Somebody was at his door. It was his four fantastic friends. Has everybody got fantastic friends in the church?
Yeah.
This man had some fantastic friends, but remember, he couldn't walk. So it was good he had friends, isn't it? Jesus is home, yelled his friend. Yay! Hoo-ha! It's healing time! They grabbed the bed and flew out the door to Jesus' house. Yee-ha! Woo-hoo! It's healing time! Look at them carrying the man in his bed because he couldn't walk. But when they got to Jesus' house, the place was packed with people. Because all these people had come knocking on Jesus' door and now they wanted to be with him. Carry me home, said the man who couldn't walk. I'll never get to Jesus. Ha! Said the four fantastic friends. We don't give up that easily. To the roof!
To the roof.
That's right, to the roof. And up they climbed. Look at them. I don't know how they got that man up there. I mean, the buildings weren't that high, but it's still quite an effort to lift a man in his bed up on the roof, isn't it? Through the roof they went and down they dug. Dig, 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 dig. Do you think they would have had a power drill like that? Probably not in those days, did they? They probably actually lifted the straw. It would have been like straw or matting across the roof or branches and they would have lifted it. And they dug. Dig, dig, dig. I wonder what Jesus and his friends were thinking as they were sitting there wondering what's going to happen. Crash! And then the four friends gently lowered their friend to Jesus. Ah. Do you know what Jesus said first? He laughed and then he looked at him and he said, you have four faithful friends. And then he said, your sins are forgiven. So he didn't heal him first with his body. He healed him first in his heart. That's pretty special, isn't it? The Bible experts glared at Jesus. They were both thinking the same thing. How dare Jesus say that? Only God can forgive sins. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and he said, okay, experts, which is the easiest thing to say? Your sins are forgiven? Or, get up, grab your bed and go home. Isn't it amazing? Jesus healed his heart first and probably his mind too, really. Because in our minds we think things we shouldn't think. And then he healed his body. Amazing, yelled the crowd. Yee-haw, woo-hoo, yelled the friends. We told you it was healing time. And the man leapt up grabbed his bed and ran home. What an amazing story. And it's a story that is because his friends, we use a big word called honour, don't we? His friends cared enough or held him in their heart that they wanted him to go to Jesus. And you know, because they did that, that man was also healed in his heart and in his mind and in his body. Fantastic friends, weren't they? And that's what we're to do as a church. We look after each other so that when we can go bring each one of us closer to Jesus, whether you're a young person or an old person, you can encourage us closer to Jesus because he does the healing for us, doesn't he? What a wonderful story. Right, before we go, shall we pray? Lord, help each one of us in this church to be fantastic friends and to bring each one of each other to you, because you're the one that heals, you're the one that restores, you're the one that forgives, and you're the one that loves. And we just pray that for the three children and for little Daniel at the back. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, guys, after Sunday's gone, I'll follow you. Nathan, you going to come to Sunday school today with us?
Cool.